Welcome to Ministry Matters on AM 1100 KDRY. We come your way on Saturdays at 1 p.m. to bring you interviews with spiritual leaders in San Antonio, as well as ministry event information. And now, here is your host for Ministry Matters, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Thank you for tuning in. I am taking a few minutes with two ladies who are doing a great work for the kingdom of God. And I'm talking about Cindy Sedna and also Kathy Nix. And thank you, ladies, for joining me today.
Oh, our pleasure. Thank you for inviting us.
Yes, thank you.
Kathy, I want to start off with you. I've met you recently, and you are the executive director of the San Antonio Coalition for Life. Why do you put forth such an effort? Why is life so important to you?
Because every life is a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
Every life is a blessing. Every life is important. And so when we recognize that there are our voiceless, our youngest, our most vulnerable brothers and sisters in Christ who are vulnerable to death, essentially, we want to step up and be that voice, to be the hands and feet of Christ, so that we can help not only babies, but moms and dads and families, and help us all grow in the love of Christ.
All right. I love what you do. There's a number of initiatives that the San Antonio Coalition for Life kind of oversees, and one of them is why we're here today. So, Kathy, I'm going to ask you to introduce your friend and tell us what she does to assist you in a specific project this fall.
All right. Well, I'm very pleased to introduce everyone to Cindy Sedna, who has been with us for many years. She is our coordinator for the 40 Days for Life vigil. So for 40 days, we will be praying, fasting, and reaching out to our community about the importance of protecting all human life from conception to natural death. So Cindy will be leading our campaign. She'll be helping to coordinate church involvement with people who come by who want to pray for an end to abortion. And she'll be the one coordinating on the inside there. And yes, it is one of the chair legs, the important programs of San Antonio Coalition for Life. And we do this campaign twice a year, fall
That's
and
right.
spring. So we're ready for fall.
Cindy, welcome. Let's first of all get the details in place. When are the 40 days happening here this fall?
Okay. In San Antonio, we're starting September 27th mm-hmm. through November the 5th. For those 40 days, Monday through Saturday, not Sundays,
right?
From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And that's exciting. Now, you've done this before, and we've seen a lot of fruit from it. But just from your heart, why are you involved in such a project like 40 Days for Life?
Well, it's kind of a personal story, but basically, I was suffering from a lot of depression. Mm-hmm. I'm post-abortive. And a friend of mine told me, get off your pity pot and go help someone.
Yeah.
And so I did. I found a crisis pregnancy center. I went and worked there alongside some great people, and then got introduced to Sidewalk Advocates and the 40 Days for Life organization, or the program through San Antonio Coalition for Life.
It's exciting to see what happens nowadays, but all this is really focusing on saving the lives of these babies. Am I right, Cindy?
Yes, definitely saving babies' lives and helping the moms and dads, saving souls.
That's right. Cindy Sedna is joining us today, and she's the director for the 40 Days of Life fall campaign, as well as Kathy Nix with the San Antonio Coalition for Life. Cindy, tell me a little. Well, first of all, there's a kickoff campaign happening, I believe, on the 24th of September. Is that correct?
That's correct. Sunday the 24th at 3 p.m. at St. Matthew's Catholic Church, the ballroom inside the Family Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a kickoff rally where we will be hearing from all the local crisis pregnancy centers as to how they're adapting to servicing women and their families post-Roe. And we're also going to be talking to some of the mentoring ministries in San Antonio.
I love that. Once again, let me give you the dates. The kickoff date is Sunday, September 24th, 3 o'clock at the St. Matthew's McDonald Family Center there on the campus of St. Matthew's Church on Wurzbach Road. And then the 40 Days for Life kicks off September the 27th. Looking forward to that. And how can we, as believers in the Lord, come alongside the 40 Days for Life campaign? Do you want us, do you see we can pray in our homes? We can pray together with others. Tell me a little bit of how the 40 Days is formatted.
Sure. We would like for everyone to sign up at the 40daysforlife.com/San Antonio website and sign up for 1 hour to pray at the sidewalk at 2140 Babcock Road in front of Planned Parenthood. And you can pray however you want with, you know, bring a prayer partner or just individually. And you cover that hour in prayer. And then you can sign up weekly, monthly, you know, however you want to continue to pray against the sin of abortion.
Once, give us that website one more time. What's that website we can go to?
40daysforlife.com/San Antonio.
40 Days for Life. Now, 40, of course, is the numerical, 40.
Yes, 40.
Daysforlife.com/San Antonio. We can sign up because do you believe, Cindy, that prayer works?
Oh, definitely.
It
definitely
does work.
We've seen so many lives saved and so many lives changed throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not rare for during the 40 days for someone to stop by and direct your attention to their little toddler in the back seat and say, well, it was because you guys were praying out here that this little one is with me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a precious save that we call it. And we see those all the time.
Thank you, Cindy. I want to turn to Kathy now. Kathy Nix is joining us. She's for the executive director of the San Antonio Coalition for Life. Kathy, as we talk about these initiatives, you've seen over the years the testimonies of women who've said, you know what, I've made a decision to save my baby, not go through the abortion. How does that make you feel when you see a woman make that decision?
There is no joy. No joy like holding a child that you know was almost not.
Right.
Right. So I can say that our the thrust of what we do is to stand in the breach.
Mm-hmm.
We are there in the very moment in which the girl is unsure. She doesn't know quite what she's going to do. She's going to walk into Planned Parenthood. Is she going to get some advice on how she can abort in another state? Or is she going to make that decision for life? So it's the standing in the very moment of that decision that is so important. So when we're there and we encounter this girl and we approach her with love and we offer her alternatives and we can accompany her to a pregnancy care center, she will get the love and support that she needs to carry to term, whether she chooses to parent or to place for adoption. We've got her wrapped up. We've got her covered, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we continue to pray for her through our prayer lists and our email lists. So it's not just a, oh, that's great, see you later. It is, we are going to walk with you. We are going to continue to meet your needs. We're going to pray with you. We're going to invite you to our churches. We're going to bring, you know, come alongside you with love. That's how you impact souls. You offer the love of Christ.
Amen.
That is the only way that a girl will turn, right? So
that's right.
That's what we offer on the sidewalk.
I'm going to ask you your opinion. I'm going to give you mine as well. Some people look at this whole issue of abortion as a political issue. I look at it as a spiritual issue. Kathy, give me your response.
I would say it's both, but most importantly, it's a human rights issue, right? So whether you're an atheist, but you believe in human rights, or whether you're a Christian and you see all life is sacred and comes from God, the bottom line is it can't be a tree or a frog. It is a human life. And we believe, of course, human life is precious, irrepeatable. It is unique, completely unique, every single life. And so they say, oh, well, you know, we're gonna let the politicians do that. Well, would you say that if we were talking about human trafficking? Would you say that if we're talking about, you know, killing everyone with blue eyes? You know, I mean, we all have to be part of the standing up for life. And that's what we do. But we do it with love. And that's so important. When we encounter the girl, we want to meet her where she is. We want to offer her those services, want to offer her that help. And then, wow, lives are saved. Minds are changed.
Amen. So. I love that. Cindy Serna is also joining us today. Once again, she's a coordinator for the 40 Days for Life campaign. Cindy, I hope you don't mind me putting you on the spot. I see you're wearing a badge that says, I regret my abortion. Tell me why you wear that and the story behind that.
Well, I wear it because it's a truth about me, and I'm not going to deny any truth. God has worked very mercifully and lovingly towards turning my heart and changing my heart, and my choice or my decision to abort a child when I was going to join the Navy was just very thoughtless. I kind of just was somewhat coerced into it by being told that it wasn't a baby yet, that I couldn't take care of a baby, and that I needed to go do other things. And so I just didn't even really think about it. I just went through the motions of going through with the abortion. And sadly, when I was in the military, I became unexpectedly pregnant again. And at that point, I was told, well, you can't have a baby and not be married. And I was just not following what God's path was for me. And not knowing God that well, I went ahead and I went to the abortion, to a Planned Parenthood in Washington, D.C. And there, I changed my mind when I was on the table. And the abortionist basically told me, you know, you just have to sit still and go through with this. And I told him, the instruments next to me are dirty. We can't do this. He said, they're cleaner than you are. Mm. That really shook me to my core.
Yeah.
Made me realize that I was in the midst of sin and that God was trying to shake me and wake me from what I was doing. Sadly, he went through with the procedure. I was not able to stop the procedure from happening, but I pleaded with God to basically change my heart, change my life, and you know, help me get past this. So I did come away from the military and try to walk with God from there on. He's blessed me, and he's given me three beautiful daughters and a son that I placed for adoption. So this is kind of more than you thought you were going to get.
That's all right.
But basically, I know the decision for adoption was the right decision. It was a hard decision, but it was what God wanted for me at that time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I've been, you know, affected in motherhood by having children, aborting children, and by placing on a child for adoption. And I even miscarried one baby. And so it helped me, all this experience helped me to minister to women in the crisis pregnancy center that I said I worked at earlier, and, you know, really see that God can turn all things for good for those who love him, right?
That's
and so
right.
We take those experiences and we minister to others that are going through similar situations to help them come away from that, knowing that they don't have to fall into the same pitfalls that you went into.
That's right. Cindy Serna, Kathy Nix, and I are chatting about the 40 Days for Life campaign. Once again, September 27th through November the 5th. You can sign up to be part of it by going to 40daysforlife.com/San Antonio. That's 40daysforlife.com/San Antonio. And Kathy, I want to turn to you. There's so many good things happening, and I see just the presence of God in a lot of decision making across America, and lives, babies being saved. Do you kind of see that some of this is a result of the prayers of the saints and also just the initiative of people who care about life? Do you see the upswing
Absolutely.
Results for that?
Mm-hmm. I think we are on a definite upswing for life right now. The
yes.
40 Days for Life International has continued to grow. More locations, more prayer, more time out there on the sidewalk. You know, if we fall to our knees, God will hear our prayer, and here we are. So we can't think that it is because of ourselves, but it is because of our prayer that hearts are changed and lives are saved. But what we are continuing right now to try to educate people about is that in the state of Texas, we know that we do not have legal abortion. Mm-hmm. That does not mean that abortion is not happening. It means that, well, wonderful, we've got a great law. But what we're seeing happening is girls in unexpected pregnancies are going to places like Planned Parenthood, or they're going online and they're finding these sites that will help fund them to go abort in a different state. So we've got a lot of our baby Texans being aborted in different states. So for folks who think, oh, well, abortion's not our problem anymore, well, yes, it is imperative that we're out there in the breach at that very moment when a girl is in an unexpected pregnancy, to help her and to support her and to bring her to real help. Otherwise, she may very well be transported to a different state and think that that's her only option. So our job is even more important. And the pregnancy care centers are seeing more and more girls coming in needing help, wanting help. You know, sometimes folks think, well, if it's against the law, then it's got to be wrong. But if it's the law says it's okay, then it's got to be okay. Well, I think there are some folks who are maybe changing their mind about abortion now, because there was a time in which, well, abortion's legal, so it must be okay. Now that it's not legal, folks are starting to think about it a little bit more. Why isn't it legal? Why shouldn't I not? Well, it's not legal in Texas. Maybe I should make a different choice. Maybe I should consider. So it can't be just, it is a prayer thing, but it's also a political thing, in that we have to sponsor those who are pro-life, who can help make those decisions that will help protect our children.
That's right. We can. We have work to do, and we have prayers to lift up to the Lord. Yes. Wouldn't it be great if we get more individuals in political positions who could make decisions based on the Word of God, right?
Exactly.
And that's a great way to pray, because it's our future. It's our future generations, right?
We would love to see a whole ring of prayer warriors surrounding Planned Parenthood every day for 40 days. What kind of response would that get? Our Lord went out knocking. We're the widow at the door, knocking and knocking.
Be persistent.
That's right. So let's get out there and pray, everybody. It's wonderful if you pray from home. Of course you pray from home. That's a given. But when you put your hands and feet out there, it is extraordinary. And then you become part of a larger movement, and you can't help but understand the power of that prayer in the moment, in the location.
Amen. Today we've been blessed to have a conversation with Kathy Nix from the San Antonio Coalition for Life, and Cindy Serna, who is a coordinator for the 40 Days for Life. Before we close, Cindy, one more time, give us the details, because I have a feeling there's individuals listening right now that want to get involved in the 40 Days for Life Fall Campaign 2023. What are the dates, and how can give us a website as well?
Sure. The 40 Days for Life kickoff is September the 24th at 3 p.m. at St. Matthew's Church. And then the actual campaign starts on Wednesday the 27th of September from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. through the 40 days until November the 5th. And we don't go out on Sundays, but we are there peacefully, prayerfully, just law-abiding, praying for those 40 days.
And the website?
That is San Antonio, 40daysforlife.com/San Antonio.
There we go. Now, on the flyer, hope you don't mind me saying this, but we can you give us your email address? Because there may be some listeners who are saying, I just want more information about being part of the campaign. What's your email address?
It's Cindy, C-I-N-D-I, at San Antonio Coalition for Life's abbreviation, SACFL.org.
C-I-N-D-I at SACFL.org, and you can get in contact with Cindy about this campaign, 40 Days for Life. Looking forward to it, and I believe if just one baby is saved, it is worth it all.
Definitely.
Do you agree with me?
Amen.
Kathy, Cindy, thank you for joining us, and may God continue to have his hand on us. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.